This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we've been talking about the black community and how we are walking away from the Democrat Party, and even the mainstream media is finally starting to admit everything we've been saying. See, let me tell y'all something. When you listen to platforms like ours, you are ahead of the curve because we got the pulse and we know what's going on with the black community. So let's check out, look at this headline. Black voters may be abandoning the Democrats, but they'll never become Republicans. And we want to get into this and a couple other things we need to get into this evening. So they admit that the Democrat Party has been gradually losing support among the black community over recent years. They say a trend that has garnered no small level of attention in the political sphere. To say black, and I don't know why they include Hispanics in this. Let me tell you something. Hispanics split vote. They don't vote in a block. So they should never be included in the conversation with black people the way we vote, because they don't vote 80-90% Democrat. They don't. Now, they said that black people, for sure, and I'm only going to keep it on us, they say have grown more, even more disenchanted with the party over the past six decades. According to Gallup, it said many have been pointing to a racial realignment in which, I don't like the term minorities. Y'all know I hate that term, where they claim that minorities are growing less loyal to the Democrats who have enjoyed a majority of their votes for years. There's several other polls that have confirmed that this paradigm shift remains in full swing as non-whites gradually veer away from the party they called home. It said development could and has elicited speculation that the Republican Party will earn a bigger share of these voters. Yet, while the GOP will undoubtedly pick up a higher percentage than it has in the past, that doesn't mean the exodus to the party of Lincoln is in the offing, especially when it concerns black Americans. Now, let me tell you something about that. I do not expect black America to go vote Republican at 80%. I do expect black Americans to vote at a higher numbers this time, more so for Trump, not for Republicans, but more so for Trump. I will say the other majority that probably would have voted for Democrats is going to choose the couch. I'm just being real here. And of course, you're going to have some people that just diehard Democrats. We know the older folks. Well, I'm just keeping it real. So if you see the black vote high for Democrats, remember that doesn't count registered voters. It's only counting people who voted in the election. It doesn't count the couch people, right? So that's kind of what I see. But I think that Trump will get a higher percentage this time than what he got the last time of voters. But I think the percentage of couch members versus Trump voters is going to be probably a little bit higher than the other. But to me, either or is fine, because if you choose the couch, Democrats don't win. You choose Trump, Democrats don't win. So that's why I met with it. Now, they continue to say there's no denying that Republicans now have even more of an opportunity to court black Americans as they do with other demographics, but the GOP does not seem interested. Well, that's not true, because Trump himself made a whole appeal that was never shown on TV, but it was definitely put out on the internet, and we covered it here on this podcast. Trump actually was talking more sense than even Biden says at all. Biden in the State of the Union didn't even address black Americans. We are not nothing but a person to come vote for him. They're not offering nothing for black Americans. Nothing at all. What they're offering us is migrants. That's what they're offering us. What we're seeing is our community centers being snatched away from migrants. That's what Biden is offering the black community. So any Republican, I've said that, if you're part of a Republican Party right now, this is your time to come to black Americans and offer something. This is your time. This is your window right now. Because there's a lot of black Americans that's very upset with the Democrat Party for what they've done. So you need to come in if you want the vote. You need to come in and offer what Black Americans are looking for. And the two major things that Black Americans are talking about based off, you know, what I have seen is just two things, the migrants and the economy. Now, they continue to say some conservative and whoever these influencers are, they have used the issue of black crime to attract more clicks, clout and cash on social media, spreading video footage about black people engaging in violent crime, while some defend this by claiming it's intended to debunk progressive arguments about the prevalence of white supremacy. They say at that time, they say, I feel like this is an attempt to seem like black people are inherently violent, which is the same tactic leftists use when they try to portray most white folks as racist. This is according to what they're saying here. Now, this is what I'll say about that. The people that's doing that black on black crime is the fringe. Let's be honest with you. And that we all have easily debunked that black on black crime myth. We have debunked the white on crime myth. We have proven that there's way more white on white crime in this country than so-called black on black crime. We also proved by statistics that whatever you live at, if you live in a black neighborhood, the majority of criminals are going to be black. If you live in a white neighborhood, Hispanic neighborhood, whatever, the majority of criminals are going to be the people who are in the majority. We also prove that the majority of criminals do things to their own communities that they live in, not the other way around. We already proved it. That's why we don't discuss that anymore. It's even a waste of time to even bring this up. So the person that's in Newsweek, what they're trying to do is get you to go down that rabbit hole to say all Republicans represent that fringe that's online. Now, let's continue. They say, lastly, it is also a persistent reality that the Republican Party has shown little genuine interest in attracting black voters. It has been a serious point of contention highlighted by black conservatives. And say, while the party's influencers and politicians are happy to talk about black people, they are unwilling to talk with black people. Well, if they want to vote, they're going to have to talk to black people, right? They say the GOP says has not made a concerted effort to reach the black electorate for decades, which has made it even easier for Democrats to label them as racist. Well, when you vote 80-90% Democrat, why would they? I mean, it's kind of a waste of time, but now it is time they want to vote. And they say black Americans, especially black men, are indeed growing dissatisfied and say with the Democrat Party. They say, but this should not be taken as a sign that these disaffected individuals will be sprinting headlong into the arms of the Republican Party anytime soon. And say the exodus that some are predicting is not going to materialize. Well, you're telling a lie. And say, while more black folks are seeing that the Democrats have no intention of doing anything meaningful, it's to give black Americans a fairer shot. And say it is not as if they have a home with the GOP. A lot of black Americans are not saying we're going to just go run to the GOP. That's not what you're saying. What the message is, we run to nobody. We are independents. That's what we focus on. Independence, meaning if the Democrat and the Republican should work for the black vote. That way we actually would get something. You understand what I'm saying? We don't just run from the Democrats and go straight to the Republicans. If we run to the Republicans, give them 80 to 90% of the vote, then they're going to act the same way. Well, we ain't got to do nothing for them. We getting their votes. No, they need to compete for the vote. That's why black Americans are moving to individuals. And when I talk about Trump, I'm talking about the individual. I'm not talking about the party. I'm always going to talk about, I will talk about the party, but I will talk about individuals at the same time. What their individual politician, what policies are they going to give black America? Now, they continue to say what is more likely to happen is that the individuals will become politically homeless. No, you're not politically homeless. You're independent. You don't have to have a home. That's the beautiful thing. Remember, black people had a so-called political home called Democrat. And what do we get out of it? Not a freaking thing. That's why a lot of black men have walked away with their feet. That's why black men are leading the charge. Every time I talk to a black man, black men are saying, I ain't voting for them doggone Democrats. The black men are sick of them. Now, they say most are more likely to stay home on the election day rather than throw in and say with Republican candidates, which they're admitting the couch will probably get more votes. And then remember, like I said, that's okay, too. Now, they say at this point, black Americans are becoming more likely to say a plague on both your houses than to push for either Democrats or Republicans. They do have some black people like that. Then they got some black people who say, you know what? I got to make sure that this migrant crisis end. I got to make sure of it because I'm sick of it, especially if you live in Chicago, especially if you live in New York, if you live in Denver, if you live in Boston, just to name a few. You're sick of it. You're sick of it to the core. So I would say probably more voters in Chicago would be like, where Trump at? Because they got to go. And I would say at the same time, if Trump get elected, black people start applying to work for ICE. Help the country. Since black people are recognizing and say, hey, we built America. This is our country. This is our land. Then you can participate in removing people out the country that don't need to be here because they came in through means they shouldn't have by a president who is more dedicated to foreign nationals than the American people. So sign up to work for ICE, sign up to work for Border Patrol. They don't have a whole lot of black people working those jobs. Sign up, right? The Democrats, what they say, they believe in diversity and inclusion. Well, black people need to sign up for those jobs. Well, let me play a video of another reason why a lot of black Americans are walking away from the Democrat Party, because this, what I'm about to play for you, is utterly ridiculous.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
It's good to be an illegal immigrant.
At first, I thought this was a joke because of the headline up there at the top where it says NTD. So I then went back and researched it, and I found four more articles from reputable sources. It's not a joke. Biden has told banks not to reject illegal immigrants. It's right there in the title, illegal immigrants, their loan applications. So the rest of us who are, you know, struggling to keep the roof on, keep the roof over our heads, the lights on, the water going, are going to be footing that bill. I guarantee it. And the people that can't nowadays, because everything's so skyrocketing high, they just want to live, you know, the so-called American dream, can't. And they're here legally or born here. You know what I'm talking about. They get denied a loan left and right. But an illegal immigrant who has not put 1 cent towards the system is going to get a loan. It would be easier for me to renounce my citizenship, go to their country, walk back, and I could get all the same shit I have now for a third of the cost, if not less. And some of that is just freely given to me. Free money, free phone, free this, free that. What?
It's things like that why a lot of black people is walking away from the Democrat Party. On top of that, black Americans have been here for hundreds and hundreds of years. And we try to go get a home loan. We're denied. Even when we make the money, even when we have high credit scores, we can have a 720 credit score and still get denied home loans on some BS. But migrants come in here, Biden calling the banks and say, hey, don't you reject their loans now. So give them a place to stay. But we can't get a place to stay. And black Americans are rejected for home loans and business loans at a higher rate than any other group. But Biden could say, make sure they good. You understand what I'm saying? That's why a lot of black Americans are saying, hey, man, nah, we can't have another 4 years of this. I mean, it's not just black people in the country dealing with the problem, but, you know, hey, we got to talk about our community here. My thing is this. The Democrat Party need to have a rude awakening, not only in 2024. They need to have another rude awakening in 2028 as well. It has to continue. In order for black people to really make them understand that we mean business, we got to do this for at least 3 to 4 election cycles. We got to say, nope, we're not fooling with you. Nope, it's not happening. because you think we playing. And then 2028 come, and then you let them know, oh, you still playing this game with us? You still bringing in rappers to talk about black people? You still sitting up here talking about the Edmund Pettus Bridge? You still talking about Selma and all of that, but you're not talking about these reparations? Okay, no problem. 2028, you need to sit down too. Oh, are we gonna try on 2032? We gonna try again there? We gonna sit you down again? That's what black people gotta do to be taken seriously. Because if you don't use the political power that you have right now, I promise you, you won't have no political power in this country. Because those Democrats is going to make all those people that came across that border during Biden's presidency, you put them back in there, all of them going to be citizens. Biden's going to see to it that all of them become citizens. And once they become citizens, they definitely can vote. And then they already outnumber black Americans as it is now. We naturally can't compete with the influx of that. You can't have enough kids to compete with that. This man has allowed 7 million people to come across that border during his tenure. Ain't nobody, no population could have that many kids in a short amount of time. None. So you put him back in. You think it's bad now about the hotels and they're getting $1,000 a month and all the things they're getting. Your community center's being taken away from you and given to them. Now your jobs are being taken away from you and given to them. You go out there and put Democrat back in there one more time. And it's on you, American. I'm not just talking about black folks right now. I'm talking about white Americans, too. You, too, because you go out and vote Democrat, too. I know your votes are split. And at times you may vote more Republican, but I'm talking to you too, because you go out there and vote Democrat. But then now in these Democrat cities, some of you complaining. You complaining because that's what you voted for. You voted for it. And if you go vote for Biden, you're going to get it a whole lot more the second go round, because see, he wouldn't be worried about getting voted out. So he really go mash the gas then. Oh, you think what he did this term is something? Oh, wait for the next one. Well, he ain't worried about getting voted out because he done. Oh, man. Oh, but Biden going to bring about 20 more million in here. He going to let them in. He going to give them free housing. He going to make them citizens. And check this out about them getting them houses. They don't have no credit. Now, you're denied all kind of things if your credit score get low. But they don't have to worry about credit. Hey, come on in. Get you a good home loan. And do you know that, and I gotta get that video, do you know now the migrants are learning about squatter laws? And they're saying that they're going to start leaving the shelters and go start taking houses and squatting in houses. So some of you that got homes, I'm going to repeat that again, some of you that got homes for rent or whatever, or maybe you just got a home sitting there, you better put an alarm system on your house ASAP, no matter where you live, and keep that alarm armed. That way, when somebody break in, it's alert, there's a break-in going on, right? And they can be alerted, and then you can go there and say, hey, I have trespassers. Because if you don't have no alarm in that house, then the squatters get in there, and it's going to be hell for you to get them out. You're going to have to evict people out your own house that you're paying for. There was a woman in New York that just got arrested for that. And we need to cover that as well. She just got arrested for trying to get squatters out of her house. Now the migrants have figured that out. And they about to start commandeering your house. So not only are they taking over your jobs, they're taking your community centers. Now they're going to be taking over your houses. That it was maybe in your family or maybe an investment home or something like that. None of this was a reality until Biden got in office. Have you noticed that? Everything wasn't like this. This is why black people have walked away from the Democrat Party. It's ridiculous, man. It doesn't make common sense to be a part of the Democrat Party at this stage in the game. It just doesn't make sense. It's silly now. What's the benefit? Unless you're a person that want to traffic in migrants. Unless you're a person that wanted to get very, very, very cheap labor and get away with it. Unless you're that kind of person, yeah, that's great for you. Or if you own a hotel and you're getting up to $1 million a month from the city of New York, then yeah, it's great for you. But what about the rest of the American people? It's not great at all. So when I talk about voting Democrat at this point, yes, I'm talking to Black Americans, but there's more than Black Americans that watch this podcast. So those of you outside of the Black community, you better not go vote Democrat either. Because you go vote Democrat, we're going to talk about you too. We don't want to hear you complain either. This man has already give you a preview of what he got going on. And when he get back in, if he gets back in there on the second term, he's really going to do more. You better believe that. But Black America is waking up, and that's good. Continue to wake up. Don't matter what these people say, these Democrat shills say. And no, I want y'all to notice something else. Why is it they so focused on our political movements? Have you noticed that? They don't worry about how white people are moving in their vote. They don't talk about how Asians are moving in their vote. They're not doing constant pieces about the Hispanic people and what they're doing with their vote. But they're always talking about Black people. How Black people voting? Are they going to sit it out? Are they going to go to Republicans? Or what are they going to do? Are they going to continue to do with Democrats? Like, have you noticed like they always worried about us? Always. They cannot stop worrying about us. Wouldn't you be worrying about all Americans the way they vote? Not just Black America? The way they act, you would think that it's like 500 million of us in this country. And we was like the supermajority, and so they had to worry about it, right? We're not even a supermajority. Allegedly, and I say allegedly, we're 14% of the population. That we went up a whole number, y'all. Out of all these kids that we have in the community, all these kids, we went up just a whole number now. Because remember, forever, we were 13% of the population. There's no way statistically that could be. To be 13%. That means for the amount of people that was born, that amount of people had to die. And that's not even the case in our community. Now, one thing I do know about Black Americans, a lot of us don't fill out the census. So I personally believe Black America is at least 20 to 25% of the population. That's just kind of how I feel. But because think about it. Why aren't you only worrying about so alleged 14% of the population the way they vote? Statistically speaking, you would be more concerned about the white vote. Statistically speaking, you would even be more concerned with the Hispanic vote, because allegedly there are more Hispanics in this country than Black Americans. So why are you worried about our vote? Everything we do, y'all, they worry about it. We worry about how we dress, what we eat, what we don't eat. They worry about where we go, where we don't go. I mean, like, they are just forever stalkers on our every movement. As Black Americans, like, can y'all go stalk somebody else? Go stalk the migrants. Go find out what they got going on. That's a good group of people to go stalk. Leave us alone. Lord Jesus. But we just got to walk away from the Democrats. We just have to. They offer nothing. They bring nothing but economic misery to us. They didn't rein in the police, right? And the majority of these crimes that happen with the police, this excessive force crimes, happens at Democrat-ran cities, Democrat mayors, Democrat city council, yet they do nothing about it. So why should we continue to vote for Democrat? For what? And all that the Republicans are racist? Man, we don't care about that. You racist. That's the thing. Like, you walk around here like, yeah, I'm so inclusive. No, you're not. You're not inclusive. You're only inclusive with a tokenized position. You're inclusive as long as that Black politician don't help Black people, then they you cool with them. The moment they try to help Black people, you try to get them out of office. Don't sit up here and talk about you inclusive. No, you're not. Not whatsoever. But keep walking away, Black America. Keep walking away. You're doing a great job. I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of many of you waking up. I'm so proud of you that you're receiving the information. It's bearing witness with your spirit. And you say, yeah, I got to get out of here. I got to get away from this Democrats. These Democrats ain't no early good, and that's the right attitude to have. Because what have they done for Black people? And that's what's making us walk away. You didn't give us nothing, so we shouldn't give you nothing either.